Judiciary Committee Senate will come to order. We have quorum present, that being Senators Miller, Pierce, and Chair Taylor. The first bill before us, Representative Veazey, would you like to discuss it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Give us the number of the bill, please.
Number of the bill is HB 163. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this bill is an effort to classify the drug gamma hydroxybutyrate as a controlled substance under Schedule 4A of Alaska Controlled Substance Act. I know you're busy. I won't take any of your time. I appreciate your vote. I'd be glad to answer questions you have.
Well, you had an opportunity to discuss this with many of us over the last week. We're all very concerned about the date rape drugs that have been proliferating on the market. We've already passed one bill, as you know, out of this body on a different chemical and a different substance, and I wanted to thank you on behalf of the committee for bringing this, what I think is very important legislation, to our attention. Are there any questions for the witness? Chair to entertain a motion. Senator Miller.
I would move House Bill 163 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections to moving the bill from committee with individual recommendations? There being no objection, the bill moves. I'm not sure where staff went to, but we had another bill that was Representative Hodges.
I think that's staff right here.
Yeah. Yes, if you'd come forward, please, sir, and identify yourself for the record, we would appreciate hearing your testimony.
Tom Madden.
The matter before us is House Bill 50.
Yes. Tom Madden, Representative Mark Hodgins on HB 50, the bill on broadcasting and promoting plastics and sweepstakes. Basically, this would remove the prohibition on broadcast advertising for some legislatively identified plastics, and they're listed in the sponsor statement: Camp Salmon Classic, Deep Freeze Classic, Goose Classic, various ice classics, King Salmon, Mushing Sweepstakes, and Salmon Classic. At present, the only classics that are allowed to use broadcasting are fishing derbies. And if it's going to be here, I understand, and would like to have this bill moved. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions? I don't have any questions for you. I think the bill is fairly simple and self-explanatory, and you're not actually expanding any of the classes. You're just merely allowing these specific legislatively designated raffles, in essence, an opportunity to advertise on public radio.
Opportunity to use broadcast advertising.
I may have stated that too narrowly. That includes all forms of media, or is it restricted to public broadcasting?
Broadcasting, not to conduct on other media. Broadcasting, but not conducting the charitable gaming activities permitted, other than bingo, full tab, raffles, and lotteries and contests. Yeah.
Were there any other questions on House Bill 50?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Miller.
I have a real concern about this particular piece of legislation. I have not been one that has supported gaming legislation over the years, and I realize that this does not add any new classics or anything like that, but I'm just a real concerned about allowing them to be able to use airwaves to broadcast it, because that is an expansion. And so, therefore, Mr. Chairman, I will not be a vote to move this out of committee.
Understood. Reflect first that Senator Parnell has joined us in the quorum, and also that Representative Hodgins is here. Representative, did you wish to make further comment on the bill? Your staff is already pretty well briefed us on it, but if you wish to make comment, we'd be happy to hear that.
No, I would simply be here for questions.
Any questions from the committee for the sponsor? Being no questions, Senator Parnell?
Sure, I would just like to say I'm going to join Senator Miller for the reasons expressed by Senator Miller. Nothing personal against the sponsors. Legislation I just do not support.
With that in mind, we'll hold the bill. There's no motion yet been made to move it, and we'll try to take it up at the next hearing.
Mr. Chairman, can I address concerns?
Sure, go right ahead.
The concern that you had, Senator Miller, was on the gambling aspects of, and I do agree with you on the gambling aspect. The situation that we have is that we've allowed certain of these sweepstakes to go ahead and use the broadcast media, and this would bring the other sweepstakes that we've legislatively designated into that arena. The fishing sweepstakes are now the only ones that can be broadcast media. And as we as a legislature go in and cut back on funding, I would find it difficult not to allow the communities and the community activist groups to go forward and try to raise money for projects that they deem important, such as scholarships and et cetera. And I do want to reiterate that this does have nothing to do with pull tabs or bingos or any of those other games of chance.
Senator Miller.
Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate that explanation. I understand that we have created some uneven playing fields out there, and I would, heartily support the bill if we were going the other direction and say those folks can't advertise them either. I would support that, but it doesn't. We go the other direction, and it's just a philosophical problem that I have, and it's one that I'm probably not going to get past.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Representative. We appreciate your taking the time, and the matter will still be pending before the committee, and should any of the concerns shift or change, please let me know.
Thank you.
Anything else to come before the Judiciary Committee Senate at this time? Nothing further. The Senate Judiciary Committee is adjourned, and we will await the